Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. We began speaking yesterday of the significance, specifically, of a sheep being brought as the special Pesach offering. We mentioned yesterday the idea from the Ramban that the sheep represented the constellation of that month, and by slaughtering and sacrificing this sheep, the Jewish people were expressing it wasn't about the stars, it was about God. Another very famous pshat in why they slaughtered sheep was because there's an idea that the sheep was the animal that was worshipped by the Egyptians themselves, and therefore that's really making a statement that as far as we're concerned, it has nothing to do with your people's God, it has to do with our God, and we, on your own land, will slaughter sheep in front of you publicly. And by the way, we'll take the blood of that sheep and we'll put it on the doorposts, as we know was the instruction of the verse. And this was a tremendous demonstration of faith in God. And it's really remarkable to think about what these people did at this moment, how frightening this must have been. These people didn't have mitzvos at the time. They hadn't been given the Torah yet. And generally speaking, the experience during the plagues, the Jewish people were in a passive mode. And all of a sudden, near the end, in order to merit being taken out of Egypt, in order to merit being saved in the plague of the firstborn, the Jewish people, in a very dramatic way, forgive the phrase, but very much in the Egyptians' face, needed to do an act that demonstrated great, great faith in God. And it's just, if you take a step back and think about it for a moment, how remarkable of an act it was. How many of us would have had the courage to do that? If you think back, we were discussing, I believe it was last week, the idea about 1 in 5 Jews were fit to leave Egypt. Maybe this is part of the challenge too. Think of the courage that must have taken. Another interesting aspect to think about in the context of the Korban Pesach, this special offering, is a beautiful discussion by Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch. Regulars at Shomer Emunah have probably heard this one from me before. Forgive me the repetition. But Rav Hirsch suggests that one of the great themes when the Torah first introduces the Jews coming down to Egypt, it emphasizes the fact that they came with Yaakov. And he says that was the essence of the Jews going down. They were a family. Yaakov, Jacob was the patriarch in the center of the family. And that's what they were all about. And now they're hearkening back to that essence as a Jewish nation. They no longer are just going to be the slaves. They're going to be God's chosen people. And a core component of what it is to be Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, is Mesorah, is tradition, and specifically tradition through Mishpacha. Tradition through family. And Rav Hirsch suggests that is why when the Torah introduces the mitzvah of this Korban Pesach, the Torah explains, Ish se leves avos se laboyes, literally translated, the animal was to be for the extended family, for the household. There is a tremendous, tremendous emphasis on family when the Torah talks about the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Now it's true, this korban was going to be eaten as a group because you had to eat the whole animal that night. So you needed to bring different people in. But the Torah could have just said, this is a group mitzvah, and let people figure it out on their own. The Torah emphasizes the beis avos, the extended family. The Torah emphasizes the bayis, the household. And Rav Hirsch says that's not a coincidence, because part of the core of the merit of getting out of Egypt was not only the demonstration of faith in slaughtering this animal, but the recognition that we have to connect with God as a family. It's also a very meaningful thing to think about as we sit at the Seder. It's really interesting, of all the holidays, even those not as observant as others, it seems the concept of family sitting together at the Seder is still so prevalent within our Jewish culture. And you wonder if it's inherently connected to the nature of the Korban Pesach. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.